sitting on a bus and he was shining shoes. And I heard him say, I'm a shoe shine man, a number one in the land. A shoe shine man, make you shine where you stand. Leave me a tip if you can, I'm a shoe shine man.
Welcome to the JRD Hawcast. I am your host, Dylan Lee, joined as always with our co-host, Jordan Russell, and our producer, Luke Griggs. Another request for us tonight.
What do you think of that? That's good stuff.
I don't know. It's very upbeat. I like it. So props to the listener on that one and that request. It might go into the greatest hits. It might come back. Who knows?
Ooh.
Who knows? I like it. It's very, very catchy. So... I mean,
are you a shoeshine man?
I mean, it talks about being entertaining.
You were in the Air Force.
Definitely sure was in the Air Force,
shine
yeah.
Some shoes there.
Yeah, a whole lot of lighters and shoe polish, so. But we got baseball games in the background. LSU series is starting up. So, yes, this has happened. We always like to put that disclaimer out there. But, hey, so if there's some interruption... There might not be, because currently, what are we at, like 13-2? 13-4. Okay. So, that's kind of a break in there, but let's get into it.
The way we got to 13-4.
Yeah.
Five home runs.
I think we're top of the seventh, middle of the seventh now, maybe.
I think we're going into the bottom right now, yeah.
Yeah, so, wow. We have grand slams from Kenway. We have Casey Martin still doing Casey Martin things. I mean, he hasn't gotten an inside the Parker yet, so we'll calm down.
Really
here.
Having a good game.
So, but I was gonna save this, but I got really excited because this is definitely delayed when you guys are listening to this. I want to break down what's happening to the LSU fan base right now, because we have an amazing Twitter feed from @LSUBaseball. After the bottom of the fourth grand slam by Jack Kenway to make it 11-2, this is it just so good. We have, at this point, I'm not surprised. And then we have, these are all with the occasional Hog fan trolling, so props to you guys. Yeah. These are mainly LSU fans, and that's where I'm going to say. So we have Jim from The Office, a gift from him, and it says, I just want it to stop. We've got babies passing out.
The Office gift is gold.
We've got babies passing out saying good night. All I can do is laugh at this point. 20 pitches thrown, 6 strikes, shaking my head. When's the last time the Tigers have given up 5 home runs? Here we are. Someone coming in with #WPS. There we are. They have given up.
Happen.
They have given up on this season. Hopefully next year this hype won't be there, so we won't be disappointed.
Oh, come on.
It's the old
we're not trying anymore.
Oh, fire the whole coaching staff. Oh, man.
They were in the World Series 2 years ago.
Oh, man. Oh, we're breaking laptops. We're raging. So, yeah, there's some expletives on here. I'm not trying to make Luke use that that bleep button tonight. So, yeah, if you catch it, it's @LSUBaseball. Get it while it's there. Hopefully it's still up when you listen to this. And
well, I was just going to sit back and let you read. I mean, I'm sure Razorback fans could handle a whole hour of sad LSU fans.
Exactly. LSU.
Martin's up right now, so it might end up going up a little bit more.
That's exactly what I was looking over for. So
you pay attention. I got the better angle.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll let you know. So. I start hooping it. Oh, base hit. Just on cue. Right there.
Oh, man. And you're ahead of me a little bit on the broadcast, so don't know how that's happening. But so right now, before the game, they were looking at a third seed nationally, the baseball team. Yeah, obviously hosting a regional, getting ahead of myself there.
Hopefully a
super regional. And that is good stuff. Third seed nationally. How many we got of this?
I think we got A&M left after this.
Yep. A&M at College Station, so there's that.
So you would think if we win this series, don't even have to be a sweep. You would think we're a lock for a super at this point.
win this series, yes, but you can't, get swept.
Well, yeah, of course, but
can't get swept at College Station. So
imagine worst case scenario, we can still win when we go there.
Yeah, and then we obviously have the SEC. So, what else we got going on in the
that SEC though? I don't think we'll kind of be sitting like was it Florida last year? Didn't really need to handle business, and right. They were still safe. So I mean, we're going into this better than we were last year. So I think last year, by the time the season ended, we were somewhere around 8 or 9 and still super and hosted a regional and super and all that. So we're sitting pretty.
Yeah. So to kind of give you a rundown, obviously, I don't know if they still have – I don't imagine they still have Campbell in right now, do they?
No, they put Ramage in.
Ramage was in. So Campbell started the Thursday night game. We have Wicklanders starting for Friday. And they have TBA officially on the Saturday game, but we can assume that that's going to be Connor Nolan. So Wick is at 17 games appeared. He's got 10 starts. He's 5-1 with a 3.91 ERA, 71 strikeouts, 29 walks, and that's in 50 2/3 innings pitched. So, and then Connor's got 14 appearances, 13 starts. He's 2-3 with a 4.39, 43 strikeouts, 12 walks, and 53 1/3 innings. So, really, the only thing we got to watch out for looks weather. Looks like it's obviously good right now. And then tomorrow looks good for Friday. Saturday might get a little touchy. There might be some rain for Saturday. It might have to push from that 1 p.m. start. So.
Well, we're not listening to your weather report.
Why?
Talking to you today, and I was like, hey, man, am I going to get rained on at work? And you're like, nah, we're good. And I'll be damned if I didn't get rained on while I was at work. So,
well, I'm sorry.
Listeners, don't pay attention to his weather report.
Well, I read an app. That's free. It comes onto my phone already. So I don't
automatically
even,
there.
Yeah, I don't even go and try to find one. But, I mean, this is feeling like the run of last year, man, with this team.
I'm saying it feels a little better.
So
I think, Martin just got home on a double by Fletcher, so that's 14-4.
Dude can get home from first on a bunt.
Yeah, no kidding. Right? He's crazy. Anyway, we're not live reporting, so we'll wrap this up.
We'll
let you know what the final is once we're done here, but – you got any Twitter dirt today?
Well, it's not necessarily some Twitter dirt. I'm kind of changing some things up here. And, actually I want to give a shout out cause I've just kind of been tuning in to this, guy's progress. And it's, one of the followers at TB Hogs, and, it's his weight loss journey. So for what I know is he started out at 410 pounds, and he is down to 290. He posted that a few days ago. So,
holy crap.
Basically wanted to step aside today from the Twitter dirt of stuff and just give a shout-out to TB Hogs and congrats on that, and keep up the hard work. It definitely seems like you're grinding. I sure hope so. So,
well, you said follower or something?
Yeah, he's on a follower on Twitter, so I can only assume.
Yeah, nice. Well, congratulations, man. That's hard work and dedication, dude. Yeah, exactly. Keep getting it. I work out at Fitness for Less if you want to join out for a workout sesh.
So, yeah.
Touche. We jumped into the good news without you giving a shout-out to Elite Mobile Detail, LLC, with phone number being 832-540-8013. Hit him up on Google. Check out the reviews. Dylan's kind of a big fan of the before and after pictures on his Facebook page. I don't have Facebook, but I have seen his work in person, so I know it's legit, but give him a shout. I have some Twitter dirt on, I'm not 100% sure if they're a follower, but LaMichael Petway just transferred to Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, props to him. If he feels like he's going to get more playing time, go get it. I think he's a good receiver. I'm not 100% sure why he transferred. I don't know if there was some kind of philosophy interference or whatever, but he got some trash dumped on him by this particular individual on Twitter, just kind of mouthing, what happened to all those Power 5 conferences that you listed that was potential landing spots and all that? And the reason that's my Twitter dirt is that's just kind of another example that us fans see a lot, but also recruits see that kind of crap. Like, we're loyal until you're not here, and then we hate you type attitude. And I'm just not a fan of it, you know? Like, be happy for the kids. I mean, at the end of the day, it's about their future. It's not about how your feelings feel towards that particular player if they're no longer with the Hogs, so...
He, for all intensive purposes, handled it extremely well. When it comes down to things, he did do stuff for this program. Yeah, I know it wasn't...
He had some games last year.
It wasn't the best of seasons. We are fully aware of that. But he had 500 right. yards and 4 touchdowns last year. So that every one of those 4 touchdowns and every one of those yards is excitement as a Hog fan. We all know that.
Absolutely.
So... keep that in mind when decisions are made like this. And he also sent out a tweet, I'm assuming, in response to some of that stuff. And he said, public disrespect and private apologies don't mix. So keep that in mind. So I think that's kind of interesting on that one.
Well, you got to think as, these are kids. They're really young. Petway's probably sitting around 20, I would imagine, age 20. Might be knocking on 21 at this point, which is still young. And I don't see the point in it. These aren't professional athletes, you know, so just leave them alone, you know?
Exactly. Because, I mean, he's not going to be the last player to transfer out of Arkansas. He's not the first. He's not going to be the last. So it's this whole thing and just how people get behind Twitter and Facebook and whatever it may be, and keyboard warriors thinking you can say anything to that.
The old cliche keyboard warriors, and it gives them a sense of security, these people, when they go to town on young or pro athletes, and it's not a good look. And like I said, we've touched on this plenty of times, but kids see that, you know, when they come for official visits and stuff, they love the facilities, love the coaches. It's not hard to get on there and search how the fan base treats their players. It's not hard at all. You just did it with a click of the mouse a while ago with LSU people crying, which is always a good thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, just leave them alone.
So, kind of shifting gears, the softball team unfortunately fell in their first game against Georgia. Well, I think that's going to be their only one. Are they one and done there?
One and done deal, yeah.
I don't think they do series in the SEC. So, basically, we're going to wait around for Selection Sunday for the...
Yeah, we told y'all we would give you a little follow-up on whether or not they had to win some games in the series in the SEC tournament to get to the NCAA tournament, but we're sitting on the bubble. So, unfortunately, we can't give you a yes or no today. But I would imagine their resume did them some good, help them get in there. Like I said, they had a good season.
Yeah.
I don't know... pretty comparable to last year, just maybe a little bit more mojo going into the postseason last year than this year. But
the NCAA Division I softball championship bracket will be announced at 9 p.m. on Sunday, and that's going to be on ESPN2. So that would be the 12th. So we've got that to look forward to. Hopefully we can get in there. There's only 16 regional spots, so keep an eye out for that. We do have other transfer news with the basketball program. So, Ibi Ali, I mean, we didn't even know you, man. One of the few big men that we did have, he redshirted last year. He was from Nigeria, and he did play in Arkansas his senior year. He averaged 4 points. He is he put his name into that transfer portal. So, best of luck to you. That is the second transfer, I guess, in the Musselman era with Emory Simpson. Frees up a possible second if Holmes goes back onto that walk-on status, which, as of right now, he is still on scholarship. There hasn't been anything said that he's going back to walk-on. But you can pretty much assume that might happen.
It's, yeah, we talked about that. I mean, if he does, you know, that's unfortunate for him. But at the end of the day, we're trying to win games, and our boy Holmes isn't doing that for. I mean, it's good to have a kid like that on your squad, you know, with that kind of energy and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, he's not making a difference on the court.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless it's mop-up duty. So no offense to him whatsoever, but it is about winning games.
Yep. So he was on scholarship for half a season, and that's half of a season out of three. Or, you know, I think he got one semester out of the deal. So, you know, out of eight of them. So,
yeah, exactly.
And there you go. And
he seems like the kind of kid that might relinquish that for the better of the team, too.
Oh, absolutely. So, but
he's just as much hog as we are. Well, yeah. More, because he's actually contributing in some form or fashion. But
hey, dude, we are contributing. We are going to be a part of the decibel level tomorrow for this Friday night game, the LSU game. So,
are you sure? You just kind of looked at me a little funny, like you're having a hard time getting that out.
Well, I was thinking Saturday, but yeah, we're going Friday. So
yeah.
We will be inside the hog pen, and hopefully we see plenty of you guys out there. There might
come up there and say hi.
There might be some JRD merchandise in the hog pen. I'm just saying.
Get you some of that, man.
Yeah.
Come on. So
get you some cards. Take a selfie or something. I don't know. Hit us up on Twitter that you got a card from us, because if you find us, we'll be the ones wearing the JRD Hogcast merchandise. If you find us and get a card, that'll be pretty awesome if you put it on some Twitter. Who knows?
Absolutely.
Get you on the show, too.
We keep trying to give people stuff, give away stuff to people. We're not getting that full engagement on Twitter. And I discussed this, was it yesterday? We can tell by the stats on the podcast and everything that we're getting a lot of listeners. We appreciate every single one of you, but we're not getting the Twitter interaction. So what we wanted to do was ask y'all on this recording, is there another medium that might be better for y'all if you want to get in here and make your intro requests, questions that you want us to answer on here, things you want to say, stuff like that. We want to talk with y'all. We want to interact with y'all. But if Twitter isn't enough for some of you listeners, like I know my dad doesn't even know what a Twitter is, you know, there might be some stuff like that going on. But let us know. We have the jrdhogcast@gmail.com if you want to shoot us an email there. If we have to get a Facebook page going to get interaction with y'all, we will.
Yeah, we will make a Facebook page if need be, if that's what folks need to do to keep in contact with us and get notified on it. There's also our Instagram. We're going to step up our Instagram probably a little bit more towards football season, because hopefully we're more at the games and being able, that's kind of more of a picture medium, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not one of those where you just post statuses, so we want to interact. This is what it's all about. We've been told multiple times that we've got that feel of just two guys, you know, chewing the fat on the couch and just kind of BSing, and we want to make it the world's largest, or at least the largest in Arkansas, BS Fest against Arkansas fans.
Yeah, absolutely.
And be able to do that. I mean, I know a lot of folks like to tune into shows and listen and get caught up on their sports and all that good stuff, and we've got the listeners doing that, but we want you to be a part of it, because a lot, you know, there's not too many shows like that anymore. You know, there's some that will let you, and there's some that'll give away tickets and stuff like that. Hey, we're trying to give away stuff here too, so come on, help us out.
We have a little teaser. We have plans once football season gets here and the following basketball season and stuff. So we don't want to give away things just so you'll listen, though. We want you to want to listen, which, like I said, our statistics on the podcast, they're looking really good. We're growing literally every episode, which is fantastic. Again, we appreciate that. But get on here and, as Dylan said, chew the fat with us, and we'll talk to you as long as we can, and if we have to, I'll give you Dylan's personal number. You can blow his text messages up or whatever.
You know what? Yes. I don't care at this point. I mean, yeah, we'll give out personal numbers. That's probably a terrible idea, but we'll figure that out. Let me make that mistake.
Out your personal number. I didn't say anything about mine.
Well, my personal number is 7.
Okay. We're going that kind of route. And speaking of interacting with people, we are on the verge of getting our interview train going.
Yeah.
We've got a couple people set up. I was able to wrap one up yesterday. I'm not going to drop names yet just in case something was to happen with that and he's not available, but some coaches, not Chad Morris, not yet. Sorry. I don't want you to sit around waiting on that, but he's a pretty cool guy. Dylan's working on a couple on his end, and hopefully here fairly soon we'll be able to get some interviews for you guys to listen to. And again, once you know, if you have anybody you would like for us to try to get on, realistically at this point in our early career, we'll do what we can on that. You had some thoughts on that too, people getting in with us.
Yeah. So, I mean, we ultimately, because we mentioned how we want to have the medium of reaching out to the listeners and all that, because we feel like we aren't getting that back and getting feedback. So, again, if we got to go to Facebook, we've got a contact form on our website. We also have the Gmail. We have the Twitter. We have Instagram. Multiple ways you can find us. It's all at JRD. The email is at JRD or JRD@gmail.com. And then JRD.
Yeah,
JRDHogcast.com is the website. But go ahead and look on there. And the reason we ask that is because we want to reach out and see who you want us to swing for and try to get on the show. I mean, the phone lines are open. We do have that capability now. We can take in some calls, and we want to have the folks. We want to hear who you want to hear from. And one of the ideas that I think is doable, and we are definitely putting those irons in that fire, is kind of going more on the high school. And we're going to kind of give you a preview across the, at least Northwest Arkansas, where we are located, and kind of give you a preview leading into their football season for high school football. So maybe a little Friday night frenzy kind of deal.
The high school football coach is the one I've got. He said he would be cool with doing it. So, and the listeners that have interacted with us, we're not forgetting about you. We do appreciate it. Just trying to get a little bit more, and we know you're there. We see you. We see you tuning in and listening. So get on in here and, you know, kick rocks with us. We'll have a good time doing it.
Now, we did mention, and we did this thing last episode. I guess I did this thing last episode. Well, I did this 2 episodes ago, and you rehashed it. So we are making this the trilogy.
Okay.
The saga that is WooPig Suey / WooPig.
It's not a saga anymore.
It apparently has been closed out. And the other thing that's going to be closed is my mouth, apparently. So, yeah. Eating a little crow on that one. I am apparently not part of, I didn't expect to be a part of the majority, but.
Don't start backtracking.
The Twitter poll has been released, and the majority is obviously in favor of that first part, the WooPig Suey.
So I worded this Twitter poll so Dylan couldn't cheat and make it skew in his favor, this fake news crap. So I said, is WooPig as acceptable as WooPig Suey? In Converse, I can't remember exactly how I worded it. I'm sure it was articulated very well. But I gave the options yes, no, or either is fine. And a majority, 54%, said yes, WooPig is in fact fine. And very minuscule, 17% said no. And then the rest, 29%, said either is fine.
I mean, I'm not alone in this fight. That's all I gotta say. So, WooPig Suey, and
Sparta.
I also listened back to the last episode, and apparently producer Lukey got a sense of humor and decided to change it up on us with some of them censoring and the bleeps.
He did.
Just a little bit.
Luther.
Luther?
With Luther?
Well, which, in that case, because I'm being completely sarcastic, it's Lukey.
It's Lukey. He did. That's kind of our fault. Well, it was a lot of my fault because I got to talking about that dip poop from L.A. or wherever the hell he's from now. He moves around so much chasing them rings. LBJ.
Yeah.
He got me. It was burning the up segment. I mean, I think I got a little bit of a free pass there. But we were a little bit potty mouths last recording. So, but he covered it up to where you are a huge fan of Woo Pig.
Yes.
He replaced the bleeps with the Woo Pigs for the ones that haven't listened yet. But if you're listening to this one, you probably have, so I don't need to tell you that.
If you are listening to this one and you haven't heard it, Woo Pig City. Just know that editing is a magical tool, apparently. And all you have to do is cut out half a second that is suey and make it sound like something that no one's ever said.
No, it was
Woo Pig City.
It was Woo Pig. You're just not going to let it go.
I feel like there's going to be like a... Is dubstep still a thing? I don't know. But there's going to be some... There's, you know, like club music. They're going to... Luke is going to sit there and try to piece together some stuff. And it's going to be like club music. Me just saying Woo Pig. Silly.
I think we can make a good song out of that.
Oh, come on, man. Well, I mean, Old Town Road, so...
Yeah, right? That's I didn't have a clue what that was until you put it on here. I will admit I did like the beat of it. It's pretty catchy. It's not my style per se.
You ain't down with Lil Nas X. That's who sings Old Town Road. Oh, come on, man.
Oh, I thought that was Billy Ray Cyrus. That wasn't.
He was featured on a remix of it, but the original artist is Lil Nas X.
That's right. That's right. So.
Moving on to something.
You're the hip dude on this one.
Moving on to something. The academic progress rate. Did you see that come through?
You mentioned something to me, but I got caught up and couldn't finish that conversation with you at work. But
yeah, so
this is going to be another LSU shot, right?
Oh yeah, definitely LSU shot. So this is strictly football related. And for the folks that don't know, the annual progress or the academic progress rate, it takes into account, obviously, passing grades. I believe it's 2.5. And then it also takes into account folks that transfer or leave the program that leave in bad academic standing. And it's kind of a ding. So the minimum score available for postseason play is 930. A perfect score is 1,000. So when it comes to SEC football, it's no surprise who's at the top of that pack. Any guesses?
Who's Vanderbilt?
Yeah, of course, Vanderbilt. Okay. So it takes it across a four-year and a single-year status, but last year hasn't been released. That makes sense? It's just the latest score. So
okay.
It runs about 2 years behind. But Vanderbilt is 991. This is where it gets a little interesting, and I probably would have bet the house that this particular university would not be number two. And that is Alabama. Number two is Alabama at 984.
No, they ain't.
And just so I don't have to read all 14, Arkansas is at number four and 982. And as a football program, they had the largest growth in the right direction. So, but that's still Bielma, guys. So let's, you know, kind of calm down. We'll see what Chad Morris does because I expect it to go a little higher now. But
yeah, I would too.
Now that I scroll all the way to the bottom to find number 14.
Do we have a drum roll button?
No, we do not have a drum roll button. But number 14 in the SEC is LSU. We got a cheesy laugh button, though. So there's that. So yeah, they are at
the way at the bottom.
951. So basically what I'm saying is they were really close to not being postseason eligible. But kind of just wanted to fill it out and give a shout out to that. But there was also 6 women programs at the University of Arkansas that scored a perfect 1,000. And they have multiple years. That's softball, cross country, gymnastics, Tennessee, golf, and volleyball. The 2 men programs are soccer and tennis that had perfect ones. So it's an interesting metric, I guess you could say, but it's unique in the fact that it takes in the transfers. So the reason I think Alabama, it's impressive that Alabama's that high, is that they do have guys that leave early, and the fact that they don't have that many dings. Although I do want to point out the latest score was 984. Alabama is currently at 984. So I'm sorry, the previous score was 984. So the last 2 scores of this has been 984. You look through that list and there's a lot of moving up and down, 1 or 2, whatever it may be. So I think it's pretty unique that it's identical. Not saying anything outside of that, but it's unique.
Yep. Well, I don't want to call people stupid or anything like that, but I've heard some of their guys interview.
Oh, hang on. I forgot. Yeah. We've been holding on to this soundbite. I got all excited because you mentioned interviews and stuff. But if there's one person I am incredibly excited for in the NFL, that is, what's it, Quentin Williams?
Quentin Williams.
Yeah. Quentin Williams.
He's defensive lineman.
He's defensive lineman for Alabama. And he's provided us
hilarious soundbite from the playoffs where he was being interviewed. You know, they set up the, I guess, what they call it, press day or something like that, leading up to the playoff games. Sitting there, somebody asked him about Kyler Murray, and he was like, I don't think he's all, no, what'd he say?
No, I'm good.
He's like, no, and they're like, what? And he's like, no, I'm good. Like, he started to say that, and I don't know if he had a flashback of a Saban ass chewing, or
that's exactly maybe, what he saw,
or maybe Saban peeked his head up over the interview, like, watch yourself, boy. But he just, if his voice had screeching tires from breaking too hard, well, I don't think he, no, I'm good.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So we sidetrack and completely go the other way, just so I can hit this button that's been sitting on the board for a while, because we forgot to use it one show. But this was after this was he was drafted. And here is one, Quentin Williams, former Alabama football player.
Different character things. Listen, thank you that I got here, so.
That man just sneezed, blessed himself, and thanked himself.
And thanked himself for it.
What?
Oh, you gotta. The listeners, you have to YouTube that, though, just to get the full effect of it. But he straight up blessed himself and thanked himself after sneezing.
Here it is. One more.
Different character things. Listen, thank you that I got here, so.
I can't.
It never gets old. Oh,
so, yes, that is part of that 984.
It is. It damn sure is.
So, yes.
Well, that's been a running joke amongst our little friend group, too. We can't even sneeze anymore without blessing ourselves and thanking ourselves for it. It's fantastic.
You are not kidding whatsoever.
I'm glad you finally got to play that, though. I know that's been sitting there for a couple weeks now.
Oh, no joke. So, it's been a while, and surprisingly, this is another one apparently I'm going to have to eat crow on. There's some folks out there that enjoy some motocross and have at it. You got an update for us?
Well, the Supercross season's over with.
Okay.
Cooper Webb wrapped that championship up with the 450 class. Adam Cianciarulo, heartbreaker, had the points lead in that race. All he needed to do was finish, I think it was like 4th or 5th behind or in that race to tie up that championship. Went down over a double, just twisted the hell out of his handlebars. He couldn't ride anymore. He didn't have a chance to win anymore because he was trying to ride and it was squirrely as hell. It was me and my buddy were like, just pull off, man. You're going to hurt yourself. But he threw that championship away yet again. And then on the other side, Austin Faulkner, he kind of hurt himself because he's a little baby. But anyway, Chase Sexton ended up wrapping that one up. But that was last weekend, and then they're off this weekend, and then starting next weekend, they kick things off. I believe it's at Hangtown in the outdoor series, the motocross series, and hopefully my boy Eli Tomac can back up his championship from last year. But that's kind of the only update I got right now. Once that kicks off, I'll be able to give a little bit more. It appears we do have some racing fans out there, so I guess I will occasionally dip in and give a little update for them.
Give that update. And, you know,
if my friend and co-host Dylan Lee started watching, we could talk a little bit about it. But
I told you, I just get more entertained with four wheels in a straight line for some reason. So
Razorbacks just whooped that ass 14-4. Game's over.
There's that final. So moving on, game two, series win. Hopefully we watch it in person.
But, absolutely.
One thing, kind of on a personal note, next month I'll be part of Rocky Mountain Race Week, which is a 1,200-mile circuit, not, I don't know, circuit race, but it's more of a road race. So they race let me back all that up. You drive from track to track, and then you race at the track, and they have to go basically 1,200 miles in these race cars, street cars. So, I will, you know, we don't take any days off here, so I will find a way to broadcast in the road or on the road, Colorado, Nebraska, Kansas, wherever we are, wherever we end up. We're not going to Kansas this year, but
so probably not there then.
Probably not there. Who knows? If we're in Kansas, we really messed up. So
it's tornado season.
Yeah, but we'll be there. You'll probably get some cut-ins and hear about some racing. So if you're interested in that, we'll give you some of that, but that's just on the personal side. We won't stop on the Razorback side. But what that really leads me into is our Burning Me Up, which is actually the Burning You Up segment, and it's brought to you by Ivan's Old Time Meat Shop. They are located at 2101 North 2nd Street. Their phone number is 636-3636. So I'm kind of probably jumping onto Jordan here, because What is a rundown or anything like that? Oh, you thought I was going to come after you like a woo pig suey thing? No, I'm actually kind of taking shots at some fans here.
Oh.
The announcement of Alonzo Hampton, as added to the football staff as a defensive analysis. So his most recent job was a special teams coordinator at Florida State. He's had other jobs with Willie Taggart at Oregon and South Florida. But the big takeaway here is the fact that he's from the natural state and that he coached at Dumas, and he also coached at Warren.
Ooh.
And so that's the takeaway here. This isn't the takeaway that he coached at some poor programs and that he was a special teams coordinator there. Like, when it comes to the recruiting side and all of that, the defensive analysis and all the lower-rated, or however you want to put it, coaches have a huge part in that and the relationships that they have with these high school coaches. So this guy's going to be a point of contact with a lot of high school coaches and a lot of recruits, and he's already been there. I mean, it's not too far off. We're talking about in Warren, it was from 2000 to 2003, and from Dumas, it was 2004. So I know it's over a decade, but still relative, and he probably still has plenty of contacts inside the state and also outside of it, because he has gone across the country from Oregon to South Florida. He, you know, has some roots in Pine Bluff as well. Florida State, we already mentioned. So it's an excellent addition. And for a place where, honestly, it's kind of surprising that he's taken a defensive analysis. So, I mean, he played corner. He could definitely be somewhere where he's a DB coach or, you know, something else, you know, special teams coordinator somewhere else. But people were trashing this hire. Like, I don't know what to think about it. And this deal, and they were just tying it in because how bad Florida State was. But, hey, sorry, we weren't that great either.
Yeah.
So, like, in that same philosophy, everyone on our coaching staff last year was trash. Florida State was essentially in the same, you know, boat as us. I'm not defending Florida State. They will always be trash to me, but that, you know, don't
well, Jimbo didn't leave them in good standings.
Yeah. Don't be so quick to jump on it. Like, dig a little bit. Learn about these guys that are joining the staff and understand why they're being brought on. Like, if you like the hire of Coach Morris, then you gotta like his hires.
Right. I mean, I personally wasn't a fan of the Chavis hire. I'm still not sure where I sat on it, but didn't sit there and trash it, you know. I mean, I have my doubts, but we'll see. He's getting in good recruits, so like you said, if anything, at minimum, this guy has roots within the state, which is what Morris is huge about. He wants to, as he said, put a wall around the state and let the kids out. So, I mean, I don't see how that hire can be detrimental in any way.
I mean, again, it's a defensive analysis. I mean, it's not a make or break. He's not calling plays, but the behind-the-scenes stuff that he's doing is crucial. So he's going to be talking to the recruits. He's going to be keeping these guys on board and all that stuff, and he's going to play a factor in a lot of things. But the contacts is the big thing in having those roots. So don't be so quick to dog these hires. I know it's maybe the cool thing to do. On the basketball side of things, we kind of jump around on that, but we're waiting to hear on the Cal transfer, also from Fayetteville. So, big man. Maybe we lose a big man, gain a big man. So
maybe that's why a big man left.
Maybe a big man left. I mean, there's a whole lot of stuff that goes along, and Ali was always kind of looked upon as like a he was a project. I mean, you don't give a scholarship to a guy that has averaged 4 points a game and expect him to play in the SEC. But I think that was almost a knee jerk or just like, hey, we need a warm body from Mike Anderson because we missed out on Perry and when he went to Mississippi State. So he wanted to fill somebody and he wanted to fill somebody quick. And maybe Ali was that big body that shows plenty of promise, so
right.
We'll see. But we'll see and trust Musselman, right? Yeah, everybody's loving right now, that right? one. So.
You have to do that right now. I don't have a burning you up today. So
you do not? Well, let me go for a twofer.
Oh, you got two?
Yep. Coming back for a second. At the beginning of this broadcast, on the lovely ESPNU.
Mm-hmm.
This is a series featuring two teams, in case you didn't know. One being Arkansas, and the other being LSU.
Okay.
Why is Mangum being mentioned multiple times? Why?
Khakis?
Exactly. Exactly.
So that was literally burning you up a little bit.
just a little bit, because it's one of those deals. It's probably a long-standing one for me.
What's your problem with him? Like, what is it mainly because he's been there forever and he's getting these accolades?
I don't have a problem with the guy. Respect the game, all that good stuff. But they have looped him in to tons of broadcasts. We're not even playing them. And it's not the first occasion that I've seen it, you know, tonight with the LSU game. So it's one of those deals where, like, I understand he's been there for so long. He's got the hitting record. He's a great player. Cool. Leave that for their broadcast. You know, it might be what opposing or it might bother some Hawk fans that we hear that Goodhart has contacts every game.
No, my God.
Kind of bothers us as well, and I understand these broadcasters have to have talking points, but you're,
right.
you know, I'd much rather hear on a Arkansas broadcast that Goodhart has contacts and not that Mangum hits a lot. So
a lot of baseballs.
Yeah, he hits a lot of baseballs in like 12
what
years
was
of
the,
playing.
I can't remember his name off the top of my head, third baseman for Florida last year.
Oh man, you got me.
I can't remember his name, but
he got a lot of play.
Every single day, he was the number three overall pick or whatever he was. I mean, that literally would be mentioned multiple times in a game.
Well, was
that,
it?
Oh my God, that Mize, got my nerves.
Mize from Auburn, the pitcher.
Yeah,
they went out of their way for him as well.
The one
so.
That what was his name, Blaine Knight or something like that, beat him head to head. I can't remember what that all was about. But
yeah,
so. That game that Blaine Knight beat him, he still got talked about.
Yeah.
So. Well, we can get into that all day long.
Exactly. kinda, so.
The Arkansas folks never get the love, and that's what's annoying to me. I mean, I guess the closest thing recently in the Arkansas sports world would be Gafford, and I didn't think he was too deserving of it, but he was the one that was getting all the talk, you know, kind of randomly he would get brought up in other basketball games being played and stuff.
It took long enough for Benny Baseball. I mean, it had to pretty much...
It took him until he started kicking ass in Boston.
Well, I mean, probably, you know, him actually holding the trophy, like... Was it Golden Spikes when he was player of the year?
Yeah.
So, like, in college, that's what it took. No, he got a little press and all that good stuff, but it did not seem like the level of this. And it could be, you know,
hey, they said Mangum in a damn truck with a cup of coffee and interviewed that kid. You remember that game?
Yes. That was for the series, right? Right before we played him?
Yeah. And they talked about that.
What'd we do that game? What'd we do that series?
Spring cleaning, swept them or something.
Yeah, yeah. We got the brooms out.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you got two burning you ups because, like I said, I had a really good day, as you know, so it would have taken a lot for me to, well, besides me getting rained on, but I'll leave you alone about that. But I didn't, not getting burned up.
Well.
Can you believe, I'm the grumpy old man on this show, like I said, so it's.
You are definitely the get off my lawn kind of guy.
I am, and that's the old man I aspire to be when I get older.
You can do that now.
I'll take that straight Clint Eastwood style, man. I'll sit out there and curl my lip up and just kind of grunt.
You're gonna have like a setup for your phone for some reason because you know we don't have the old school TVs, and that's how you're gonna be sitting there on your front porch watching your game, and then you're gonna just be yelling at guys because. You're on your lawn and not watching the game.
My daughters aren't going to bring their boyfriends to meet me. I promise you that. When they get of age of that, they're going to do everything they can to avoid that. I don't know what it is. I mean, my dad's not mean for the most part.
So
I get it.
I got a wild question for you.
I'm not
mentioning dating and meeting.
Oh boy,
meeting. Potential daughters, boyfriends, and whatnot. What if one walks in purple and gold?
He better have went to school at Ozark.
Better not
damn
have LSU.
Sure won't be no LSU stuff. I, dude, listen to me. You know me. By that time, my daughters will have been around me for one for 12 years, another one at that point, 15 from here, 15 years. Do you think that I'm going to raise any kid of mine in an environment where they would even think that was okay?
No.
No, not at all. Same can be said to you. What if Everest brings a girlfriend to meet you and she's wearing purple and gold? Is that going to fly?
My wife will handle my light work. I'll be all right there. So
exactly. I'm gonna tattoo my daughters with some Razorbacks up somewhere. I don't know where. Maybe back of their neck or something. That'd be kind of like a stamp. Like, this only, you know?
So, you're going to tattoo your child.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that weird? Does that bother you?
I mean, it's hogs, so I'm a little indifferent about it. I don't know.
I mean, some get their ears pierced, some get tattoos on their neck. I don't know.
I'm talking neck and face tattoos.
Yeah.
That'll keep them away, so. I'm just trying to keep up, see if we're missing anything. Like I said, with last week, with the dead period of recruiting, we're kind of in a holding pattern. We've gotten some stuff on, like, official visits. You know, there's a few that...
No, that's constantly going on.
Yeah, you know. Well, in the aspect of scheduling them and saying that is... But how's that happening if we can't talk to their recruits?
Their age? No, can't be that.
Yeah, can't do that, so...
Coaches? I'm going to pull it out again. Khakis?
Khakis, exactly. Apparently we are... when did we get a sponsor from State Farm? I don't remember giving them money.
Wouldn't they be giving us money?
Yeah, sure. That works.
I mean, hey, if you work for State Farm and you're listening,
we
a couple plugs already.
What is exciting for you, minus the baseball team?
What are you, in Arkansas world?
Arkansas world, we're strictly there. Baseball team is obviously what is on everybody's mind right now. But
well, I mean, I feel like the cliche answer, but it's kind of how I feel, just the looming football season.
The looming football season.
No, I mean, I'm seriously just so excited to see what he's able to do in a full calendar year of being here, coaching, recruiting, getting his guys here, getting the philosophy open more. Playbook obviously is going to be expanded. He has a coach or a quarterback that he's coached before. So, I mean, I can't help but be excited about that. And I'm a football guy through and through.
So I feel like, obviously, with only 1 year under Morris's belt, the idea that we're actually going to see something that resembles his offense. So, it was...
Like, you don't think we will? Is that what you're saying?
No, the fact that we will this year.
Oh, okay.
Like, because he's got some guys that can actually perform in that system and has been in that system. But it's going to look, I assume, a lot different even from last year's, because he was piecing together stuff.
Last year's was just...
It wasn't... That's nowhere near what he wanted to do. And the most, like, I see some of these headlines coming through, and Saturday Down South is one that I like to follow, and they have some good content that they usually post. I saw an article, and it said, basically, top freshmen to watch. And I was like, man, this is one of the, because they covered just SEC. So right. They're talking about SEC incoming freshmen, and I was like, this is going to be another... Trey Knox fluff piece, isn't it? So I'm scrolling through there. Top guy, Trey Knox, got his spring football touchdown on there and just talking about how much Chad Morris is talking about him and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, I don't know if it's the Razorback fan in me or not. And I'm just like, I'm so hesitant because it's like, I know I can see the talent and that kind of stuff, but I'm so iffy to actually be like, let's go. I'm, you know, Trey Knox. I'm so iffy on the, let's go get that, you know, Trey Knox jersey and let's be full blow on that and that whole thing. So I'm just kind of tiptoeing when it comes to him.
Was that as exciting to you as it seemed to have been by the masses?
No.
I didn't think so either. I mean, there wasn't, I guess he made one guy miss and he took off.
It made me feel bad for Cam Curl.
Because he was the one guy.
Yeah. He's the one guy that's still picking up his ankles.
Yeah. But, no, I mean, you're saying that, but I didn't even think it was that big of a move.
No.
I mean, it's a spring practice and stuff, and, again, not hating on it in any way. I mean, that's cool that he's being recognized and stuff like that, but that's just kind of the play that everybody grabbed onto and talked about. And now, if he did that against LSU in the fourth quarter for the final touchdown, that was the best play I've ever seen. But it wasn't worth all the hype to me.
Right.
I mean, like I said, it was good to see, but it wasn't a good pass. It wasn't good coverage. And he made one guy miss.
Well, it was a snowball, too, because obviously it's a good play. But if we don't have the constant talk from the coaching staff leading into the spring game and then seeing that in the spring game, it's like, oh, man, this is all of, you know, this is what they were talking about. He is the next thing.
Right.
And are we forgetting about one Mike Woods? I understand he's not a freshman.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
exactly.
I mean, there's going to be tons of different weapons that know this system better than Trey Knox.
Exactly.
So I'm afraid that when it does come and that, because there's still pieces that we're waiting on. You know, we don't have Hudson Henry yet. You know, we got guys coming in August that are going to provide. So when it talked about spring ball, going back to that, we weren't 100. Like, yeah, we were ones and ones and all that kind of stuff, but it wasn't truly our ones. We didn't have boys.
It was relative. Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Like, there was still a lot to be left to be seen. It's.
I will say the biggest thing about Trey Knox for me that I liked was that he was a bigger body than I realized.
Oh, yeah.
I knew he was a bigger kid, but actually seeing it in pads and working, that was exciting. That was more exciting to me than the play. So I don't want to sound like a hater or anything like that, but it just, I didn't get to watch the spring game live or anything like that, but with the bits and pieces I did see, I wasn't blown away. And again, it's a spring game. Obviously, he's not showing all his cards or anything like that, but I don't know. I mean, this Trey Knox hype, hopefully it carries into the season. Hopefully he's, like you said, there's going to be so many weapons. I mean, if Trey Knox ends up being the guy, all that does is open up Mike Woods, who we know, we've seen what he can do.
Yeah.
And if Mike Woods starts producing, start doubling him up, it leaves Trey Knox open. And was it Shamir Nash, or is that the right name?
Yeah. TQ yep. Jackson. I mean, there's still weapons out there. So
We're stacked there.
Yep. But I say all that, and we say all that, to leave you guys with that question. So minus the baseball team, because we are all excited about the baseball team.
Right.
What are you most excited for? Razorback sports wise. So hit us up at JRD on Twitter, Instagram, JRDHogcast.com. And what else we got?
JRDHogcast@gmail.com.
At Gmail there. And again, we thank you so much for listening. The downloads just keep coming in. The listenings keep coming in, constantly growing. We want, you know, we want this interaction. We've said it multiple times. Be a part of this show, you know, and We want folks on the show. We want to have that interaction. We want to be able to mention your tweets and all that good stuff. And, you know, like I said, phone lines are open. We want to have some takes. We want to have some calls on here. We want to make things happen. Another thing.
Drop them that number.
Yeah.
If the phone lines are open, you got to drop that number.
Well, hang on now. So,
they're going to be open.
They're going to be open.
Yeah.
We got to coordinate some DM stuff and, you know, some scheduling stuff
exactly.
First on that side of things. But so, and then again, our previous question, when it comes to our interviews, who do you want to hear from? So just hit us up any way you can. We might start up on with smoke signals or whatever it may be. But again, we want to thank you for listening. This is the JRD Hogcast. I am Dylan Lee, and Jordan's over there somewhere.
Oh, I didn't know if you're kicking it back to me or not.
No, I was definitely kicking it back to
Jordan Russell. Thank you so much for listening.
And our producer, Luke Griggs. Thank you. Until next time. Woo, pig, suey.
Well, I met the man in Montgomery, Alabama. I was waiting on a bus and he was shining shoes. And I heard him say, I'm a shoe shine man, a number one in the land. A shoe shine man, make you shine where you stand. Leave me a tip if you can, I'm a shoe shine man. Well, I can sing, I can dance, I can play the harmonica too. I got a brand new thing called the Southside Montgomery Blues. You better stick around and watch me, cause I'm an entertaining fool. I'm a shoe shine man, a number one in the land. A shoe shine man, make you shine where you stand. Leave me a tip if you can, I'm a shoe shine man.